I didn't know anything about this world either 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to now, I didn't know much about the testing world 2.5 years ago because,
right.
you know, coming from college, they don't, unfortunately, don't emphasize testing.
Yeah.
So there's, yeah, lots of new worlds I'm being exposed to here.
Right.
But I just got back from a conference called CSUN.
Okay.
And it's C-S-U-N. It stands for California State University in Northridge. I believe that's the name of the college.
Right.
But the conference is on accessibility and technology, or accessibility and software.
Okay.
And about 50% of the conference is for people who have either have a disability or their children have a disability, and they want to see like what type of technology is out there. And so a lot of the devices that I saw were for people who had like a mobility impairment,
yep.
could not use their hands or their legs,
right.
so they had eye tracking software that would look on a computer screen, and then you point at like a picture or a word, and it would complete the sentence, and then speak the sentence
wow.
back.
Wow.
So I actually went to a, what was it?
I had a friend who was a paraplegic, and
right.
he would have loved something like that, and this was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, actually.
So
he had a very tough time reading. You know, he had to have people assisting him reading or
right.
changing the channel on the TV. And now you can do so mm-hmm. much.
I actually went to this little ball that they had for people who use a type of software. They call it AAC, Assistive and Augmented Communication Devices.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually doing a roast for one of the guys who was the very first one to use this type of technology. And the speakers were using had already written their speeches, and so we're just giving their speeches in that type of format, which I felt really bad because they were always talking about how people will say, oh, ask a friend to ask them a question, and then they'll say, I am not deaf.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, it really, once again, exposed me to a whole new world and a whole new culture I wasn't aware of.
Yeah.